My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is that you don't need to wait for someone else to make your day. You can make any day special all by yourself. So this episode is airing a few weeks before Valentine's Day. If you have a partner or kids, it can be fun to show a little love to them on this day. In particular, if you have a partner who is going to expect you to do something, you might want to get on that. But if you personally don't know that your partner is going to get you what you want, or you aren't partnered up with someone this Valentine's Day, why not give yourself whatever it is that you would actually like? You can treat yourself and be your own Valentine, whatever anyone else happens to do. So go ahead and buy yourself the exact flower arrangement you would like. Pick out your favorite chocolates. You could even take yourself out to a fancy dinner. I mean, maybe not exactly on the 14th, as you risk being the only solo diner in the restaurant, but anytime around then. Or if you have friends who all want certain things for Valentine's Day, you can team up with them and give each other exactly what you all want, with none of the pressure that comes with romantic relationships. Of course, Valentine's Day isn't the only time to do something nice for yourself. Lots of people buy themselves birthday presents, or, you might want to remember this for the next holiday season, figure out what they'd like in their own stockings. Santa brought me a miniature piano and a miniature formal chair for the living room vignette of dollhouse furniture that I set up in my office. Let's just say that Santa needed really, really specific help here. There is no way anyone else would come up with this. But I was thrilled with what was in my stocking, which seems to me to be kind of the point of stockings. If you walk around daydreaming about what you'd like a Valentine to do for you on Valentine's Day, or maybe you're making a mental list of items that you wish Santa would put in your stocking, you may find yourself disappointed. And that would be unfortunate. So know this: you don't need to wait for someone else to read your mind and know what would delight you. Delight yourself. You can treat yourself to little pleasures and do whatever brings you joy. If you do, your relationships may have less pressure on them. Now, to be clear here, I am not saying people shouldn't do kind things for the people they love. I'm also not saying that people shouldn't be paying attention to what their loved ones like and desire, and thinking enough about the people they love that they can act on those desires, even if they are unstated. This is part of emotional intelligence. But let's just say that the success rate on all of this is not going to be 100%. If you absolutely, 100%, want a dozen red roses on Valentine's Day, you either need to tell your partner that in no uncertain terms, or if you think it won't sink in, or you don't have a partner, just go ahead and buy those roses yourself. That way, you absolutely know you will have them. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Thanks for listening to Before Breakfast. If you've got questions, ideas, or feedback, you can reach me at laura@lauravanderkam.com. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartMedia. For more podcasts from iHeartMedia, please visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Hey, listeners. I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Become a part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry with an education from Trinity School of Natural Health. Trinity graduates can empower their communities through natural health principles and techniques, whether they go into practice to guide others toward their wellness goals or open a store to sell their favorite health products. Trinity grads are equipped to change lives. With 19 online programs and flexibility to fit your busy schedule, including the popular Certified Natural Health Professional, you can get the training that helps you turn your passion into a career. And here's the best part. You can earn the certification in less than a year. From herbology to naturopathy and health coaching, Trinity allows you to make a meaningful difference by helping others live healthier, happier lives. Don't wait any longer to pursue your passion for natural health. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.